Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod. Today I'm doing the podcast solo because Evan does not want to record the podcast today.
Motherfucker, I'm right
so
here.
So welcome back to the podcast. How's everyone doing?
We're doing wonderful, but we'd be even better if you were back in fucking Pennsylvania or Washington.
You know what? Okay, I'm sorry for the pauses. I know no one can hear anyone else but me right now because I'm the only one doing this podcast. I am the only one doing this podcast.
What, you unplugged my cord?
I just not went into this podcast at all.
You fucking asshole.
He is anti-podcasting. You're still not plugged in. You know that, right, Evan? You're like, you suck at this. You really do.
Okay, fucking...
Go ahead. What do you want to say? Can we hear you now?
You're a fucking asshole. I hope you acknowledge that. You might get a test. You might actually make that another test run. See if you can actually fucking hear me.
Homie, we can hear you. We don't want to hear you. Okay, let's get that first.
Fuck you. At least I don't abandon our viewers for 2 fucking weeks. Being like, oh, I'm going to go to a trip to Washington, D.C. I'm a Miami Heat fan, but I say I hate the Celtics, but then goes to a Celtics game.
Okay, homie. You're the one that said, oh, we don't have to record another podcast for like 2 weeks. Okay, you said that. You're the one that said that. Let's wait. Okay, a week from now, that's too soon. You said that, homie.
Well, you see now, Clint, you see that? I work. I have a nice job that I need to actually get to work to. So, like, that's kind of my stance on that.
Yeah, what's the difference between you wanting to wait 2 weeks and me wanting to wait 2 weeks?
I don't know, but... Anyway, so...
Welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod!
That was an amazing intro. So, what are we talking about
today? I'm sorry if that hurt anyone's ears.
What are we talking about today? Like, are we freestyling, or what are we doing?
I think you're kind of freestyling. We don't have any, like, written down...
Yeah, we really don't have anything written down today.
Bro, so, sometimes the best ideas come from freestyles.
They really do. Like, literally, what was it, our draft special or something? We were just freestyling the whole time?
Yeah, the draft special, we just freestyled. I mean, we watched the draft and we talked about it, but other than that, we just freestyled everything.
Alright, so let's talk about these NBA playoffs now, recently.
Yep. So, NBA playoff. How much the Celtics fucking suck, homie. Okay. This Celtics run is the most bullshit run of all time. You know what? They got to play the Miami Heat in the first round without Jimmy Butler and Trevor Ariza. That Heat team was... Okay, it was a bad team. Especially without two of their best players, they were a bad team. Of course, Boston beat them. The next round, they got to play the Cavaliers from Cleveland. You know what? They were out. Jared Allen and Donovan Mitchell missed most of the series. They still won a game without Donovan Mitchell, but he missed most of the series. And now they play the Pacers without Tyrese Haliburton. No team has been healthy when the Celtics played. You know what? The Mavericks. They'll go to the finals? I bet Luka gets injured. Because the Suns will be like, oh yay, we can't win a championship because Luka's injured. That's going to happen.
Look, if Luka does get injured, and I'm the biggest Luka fan in the building right now.
You're what?
I'm the biggest Luka fan in the building.
You're the base?
Biggest.
Oh, okay.
Biggest Luka fan in the
building. Okay, yeah.
If Luka does get injured, then like, I'm going to be very sad because I at least want them to put up a fight. But
no, the Celtics have a cakewalk, especially if Luke gets injured during the finals versus the Celtics.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest
thing. Dude, this Celtics run the most bullshit run of all time.
I do feel like, though, the Pacers, though, I'm going to defend the Celtics, like I said, for a little bit. Just due to the fact of that Pacers series, though. The Pacers had 3 of those fucking games. All they had to do was fucking finish. But
They did, but they were missing their best player. That don't mean shit. So you're about to tell me the Pelicans might have won that series that if Zion wasn't injured, the Pelicans would have won.
The difference between the Pelicans and
We're taking things to their logical extremes. If you're making an argument for something, you gotta stick with that argument for every scenario.
No. Because if that were the case, then guess what? If Boston were to lose Jason Tatum, okay, do you think they'd still be in the position where they're at right now? If they
No.
But that's the argument. But at the same time, though, What I'm complying to is that they were up three games, damn near at the, by the end of the fourth quarter, but they fucking blew it. Game one, we seen it right there in front of our eyes. Jason Tatum was like,
if they had their best player, would that make a difference in the games?
Because Tyrese, I like Tyrese a lot. He's up and down. Like, that first game, he gave you 20 points. He gave you 26 points. That's cool. But that second game, he probably would have given you 5 points. Like,
Okay, hold on. Who was the best player in Pacers?
Pascal Siakam.
You're really telling me Pascal Siakam is better than Tyrese?
Pascal Siakam, yes.
Well, do you think Tyrese is the second best player then?
I do believe Tyrese is the second best player.
So wouldn't you think that having your second best player would make a difference in a series?
Well, here's the difference that it makes though. It's the fact that, like, I'm gonna say this. Like I said, Tyrese, it really just depends on Tyrese, but here's the thing about Boston though. And I'm gonna agree with Chuck on this one. If the Mavericks do end up making it to the finals,
which they are, because they're up 3-0.
I mean,
that'd be historic if they blow a 3-0 lead. No one has ever done that in the NBA.
Yeah, I saw the stats for that. Literally, 150, every team that has been up 3-0, 154 teams have won it, and then zero teams have never lost that lead.
Exactly. No team has ever run a 3-0 lead in the NBA playoffs. So that'd be very historic if the Mavericks don't make the finals.
But what I'm attesting to is that the thing about Boston is they got the star power for it. So, like, think about it. You got a Drew Holiday that can lock up Tyrese Halliburton, which, you know, Drew has his credit and defensive credentials to lock up anybody. Because, you know, if you listen to anybody in the NBA talk about Drew Holiday, they say he's the most underrated player in the league. Like, like Carl Anthony Towns said it, and I'm just like, damn, okay. Because, like, he really is an underrated player. So, I do believe that he would have locked up Tyrese, though. But, would Tyrese have had a couple games, you know, where he would have scored 26 here, 26 there? Sure, if he would have been healthy, but, like, same time, the Boston was going to win either way. We all kind of just figured that. It's just a matter of how.
Okay, but Boston, I agree with you that Boston probably would have won if the Pacers were healthy or not. But it's still, I want a healthy playoff run. I want to see the Celtics walk to the finals with every team being injured.
I understand that, though. But
so that's why I say it's a bullshit finals run. Who else in recent memory has done that? Just walk to the finals, every team they play being injured. I can't think of anyone.
I don't even really know.
But this is why I fucking hate the Celtics.
I will say this though. It's that. I'm drinking a drink real quick.
Loser. Adam's a loser.
Sponsored by Barks Drinking Soda.
Barks. No, we are not sponsored by Barks. We are not giving Barks credit unless they do sponsor us.
Barks, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. No free promos.
No free promos.
That goes for any brand. Any brand at all. But I'm going to give, what is it? Boston. I mean, Boston's going to win regardless. But at the same time, though, what I say to that is that it really just depends on, like, I do think that they could have lost that Cleveland series if the team was healthy. Like, genuinely, because Jared Allen's really fucking good. They lost Darius Garland for a little bit. He came back. They lost Donovan Mitchell.
Darius Garland was playing injured. I mean, he was. He wasn't 100%. Donovan Mitchell was injured. Jared Allen was out. So that Cleveland team was not healthy at all. Oh, and then people say, oh, Boston's missing Kristaps Porzingis. Like, that does not even matter. Like, he's what, their fourth option or something?
It really does not help them, because at the end of the day, though, it's that when you do have to face a team like Boston or Cleveland, though, they got the star power for it. Like, for example, like, but it really just depends on what all happens in that year, though. Like, I was telling you, like, whenever we were walking down to the little studio, like, I feel like Boston earned the right of way to face all these teams, though, which, I mean, that's kind of how it goes, though.
You gotta play, you do go to the regular season, you get rewarded with the one seed. And then you play the shittiest team.
What I have to say about that is, if the Heat were the one seed, and we did the same bullshit, you would be like, oh, but they're playing injured teams. Every team is out their best player. Would you not be like that?
Yeah, but I'm a certified Heat hater, though. That's different. Take away my argument. I'm a certified Heat hater. That's different. But
you were a certified Heat hater, right?
Yeah, certified. Like,
just want to piss me off. That's why you do that, huh? I'm not a certified Pelicans hater. I don't do that shit to you.
Bull fucking shit.
I do not do
bull
that shit.
Bull fucking
to you.
Shit.
I give the Pelicans credit when they deserve it. What?
Yo ass randomly texted me about like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. About the whenever you're at the Boss game. Hey bro, this arena better than Ruby King Center. And like I literally sent you a video right back being like, what arenas are worse than New Orleans Arena?
Every arena is better than the Pelicans.
So you think the Hornets Arena is better than?
Yes.
Fuck no.
How are they not? How is it not? But
they're more overpriced than the Pelicans, and then not only that, the merchandise is more overpriced than the Pelicans. What fucking other player other than LaMelo are they gonna sell? Can you tell me what other players that they could sell other than LaMelo?
Right now? Isn't Gordon Hayward on that team?
Thunder.
No. He's not. Let's see. You know, yeah, that is a strong player.
Ain't nobody wanna buy a Grant Williams jersey, Lena? Who wants to buy a fucking Grant Williams jersey? No one. That's who. And if you want to buy Grant Williams jersey,
that has nothing to do with the arena. That has zero to do with the arena, homie.
Okay, well then, I can give you another arena. Though.
Look up any arena rankings online. You will see the Pelicans dead last. Or maybe second to last. You're always going to find the Charlotte Arena ranked higher than the Pelican Arena.
No. I can give you another
arena. Have you been to other arenas?
No.
Exactly. So you can't talk then. I've been to 3 other NBA arenas.
Let's see, you've
been. If you go to another arena, you'll realize, wow, this is way better than the bullshit at the Pelicans.
Don't worry, I'm gonna go to a Miami Heat game just to say.
And you're gonna love the Miami Heat arena. You're gonna realize, wow, this is much better than the Pelicans.
No, because you're gonna be like, hey, Evan, you're gonna text me. Evan, you feeling that Heat culture yet?
Yeah, I probably will text you that.
I'm probably gonna be like. Fuck no, this shit's garbage. Trash ass motherfucking team.
Heat culture is something
you got. Ain't no damn Heat culture. Fuck that.
I mean, we literally have Heat culture. We literally do.
I'm also saying that this too. You think fucking Washington's better than New Orleans?
Yes.
Washington. The Washington Wizards.
Yes. The arena in Washington, D.C. is better than the arena in New Orleans. New Orleans, baby! I like the Superdome. I'm a big fan of the Superdome. Superdome very short. That's a stadium New Orleans gets right. So, I mean, while Evan's over here taking a break, I'm gonna let you know that I'm about to smoke Evan's ass in these NBA playoff predictions. We're gonna get to that soon. And we're going to see, wow, I'm going to be up by a lot of points. Because I picked every single winner right. Well, besides Denver.
Hey, I found an amazing list, okay?
What'd you find, bro? What'd you find?
Number 29.
So you're
Rockets.
Rockets, okay. What's 30?
They don't have 30. I don't know why.
Oh, because the Clippers and Lakers have the same arena.
Number 29.
Okay, this is some random list that Evan found on a Coop's site.
First thing that popped up, 29, the Houston Rockets arena.
The 29th best arena, Houston Rockets. 28th best arena, the Wizards, Capital One Arena. The 27th best arena, Hornets Spectrum Center. The 26th best arena is going to be the New Orleans Pelicans Smoothie King Center.
We are better than 3 teams!
So you're really hyped at being one of the worst arenas. As long as you're not 30, right?
No. Here's the thing. No.
Well, you're about to be 27, because the Clippers arena is way rarer than anything
above that. I fucking hope so.
Yeah. The interior dome's gonna look sweet.
Yeah.
So you're about to be 27. And you're so happy about being 27?
I mean, I'm better than the Rockets, Wizards, and Hornets, like I said.
I'm sorry, I've been to the Rockets arena. I would disagree with that, right? I would say the Rockets arena is better than the Smithy Game Center. Washington, Charlotte, I've never been to those two, so I can't really speak from personal experience.
You know what I said about that? You just a hating ass motherfucker. That's what I believe.
How am I hating, bro? How am I hating?
You're just a certified hater.
I am not certified. I'm going to give the Pelicans credit when I see the credit that needs to be given.
Motherfucker, do you know how much shit we have done in the past, like, 3 years that deserves some credit at least?
Go ahead, tell me.
We made the playoffs at least, fuck. For a small little ass organization, we made the playoffs.
For what?
For a small little ass organization. Because, you know, we're not a big city compared to Los Angeles, Boston, wherever you may be.
Okay.
We made the fucking playoffs.
You made the playoffs. Congratulations.
I'm not a Heat dick sucker that's like, oh my gosh, LeBron won us these two rings. And then Dwayne Wade magically got us the third one with a Shaq.
I don't say that, okay? I'm a LeBron hater, unlike you. I do not like LeBron.
But he got y'all the rings.
Okay, I've met Lakers fans who hate LeBron. Okay? And then he's on the team. And they still don't like LeBron. Not like a player.
Why do they hate LeBron? That's my.
Because everyone hates LeBron.
No.
Unless you're a Cavs fan, everyone hates LeBron.
I would say everyone hates LeBron.
Most people hate LeBron.
Well, yeah, because look what the fuck he's been doing for the past 20 something years.
No. The big reason why they hate LeBron is because LeBron is on some bullshit now. He's so political. And he's still like, oh, I'm such a victim. Like, no, you are a rich-as-fuck player in the NBA. You're the best player currently, like, that's currently playing in the NBA.
See, I can agree with you on that. Like, that I can see why.
I've met so many people who, from, like, different places around the world. Well, I've been around the world. But, like, different places around the country where I went, who agree to me. That they hate LeBron. He's the most hated athlete in the NBA.
Think. Yeah, as apparently I say, yeah, he's the most hated athlete.
Yeah. Exactly.
So but there's not much you can really do about that, though.
No, there's nothing you can do about it. Because people already hate him.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, I might be lying. If he would have just, like, kept to himself, like most athletes do, everyone would respect him a little bit more, but then at the same time, though...
He doesn't even have to just keep to himself, because people love Giannis, and Giannis is cool. He shows how cool he is, you know? Getting 50 nuggets, and he dropped 50 in the finals. Remember that?
Yeah, that was funny.
Giannis is funny. Giannis is cool.
But if Giannis... But here's the thing about Giannis, though. Giannis is, like, kind of cool, hip, trendy.
Yeah.
All that. LeBron has his moments. Excuse me. I mean, we like Taco Tuesday. That was pretty fire.
Don't.
Blaine doesn't like Taco Tuesday. For shame. That's for shame. But
you agree that LeBron is like...
He is one of the most hated players. But then again, I'm going to tell you why. If he never said, like... Because I'm pretty sure he said, like, I don't know if he's the GOAT before, I don't know if he's...
Yeah, he calls himself the GOAT. What
like,
kind of bullshit is that? Being
like,
humble.
If he calls himself the GOAT...
Yeah, he calls himself the King. He calls himself the GOAT. Like, he does. You haven't heard him say that?
I've heard himself call himself the King, but fucking... Like, him calling himself the GOAT, though, or King, it's so you need to be humble type thing.
Yeah, exactly. People like people who are humble.
Because that's why I changed my GOAT pick a long time ago. I changed it a long time ago.
Would you talk about that for a minute? Go ahead.
So, it was going to be Kobe. But the thing, but Draymond Green made a very good argument, because I saw a clip of what Shaq asked Draymond. Because he asked Draymond, like, ew, why isn't Kobe in that conversation? He's like, think about it. When Kobe first got into the league, Michael Jordan was getting done, you know, doing whatever. Then, you know, they three-peat with Shaq, and then they had a couple bad years. But during those bad years, though, LeBron inserted his name in that conversation. Because, you know, he was a young LeBron, you know, doing windmills, dunking and doing all that. And so that kind of makes it hard for Kobe because he played in both eras. But at the same time, though, like, they got a point because, you know, both of them came up around the same time. That type of stuff.
No, they were at the same time.
Not at the same time,
though. MJ, and then Kobe, and then Braun. And there was some overlap between Kobe and Braun, and there was an overlap between MJ and Kobe.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to refer to, like the overlap. Because in the end, though, it still makes it hard because, you know, of how great LeBron is and then how good, like, MJ is. Kobe, LeBron, and MJ, depending on how good they all are. So it just really makes it hard for them to, like, for them to actually give them their credit, you know what I mean?
So your GOAT used to be Kobe?
It used to be Kobe. My friend would die on this hill of Kobe being the GOAT. And I don't want to give you any fucking credit either, but it's fucking MJ. That's all I gotta say.
It's MJ.
We
can both agree on that. Okay. My GOAT does not die in car crashes. Or helicopter crashes.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. See, I don't make fucked up jokes like that.
My GOAT does not die in helicopter crashes. It's all the same.
You don't know what could happen. You don't know what could happen to him. You don't know what could happen to you. You are not guaranteed tomorrow, Mr. Landon Davis.
I never said it was. I said my GOAT doesn't die in helicopter crashes.
That's so fucked up.
My GOAT is not the prison of Irene. For that reason.
Whatever. So, yeah, my GOAT's MJ now.
Did you hear about that? The prison of Irene died in a helicopter crash?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so he's not my GOAT anymore.
You an asshole for real.
What? Why?
You're just a certified asshole.
Alright, homie. Let's talk about the rest of the playoffs. I mean, we talked about Boston a lot. Let's talk about these other teams.
Let's calculate the sheet while we're at it. Because we do, if you haven't been keeping up, we have a whole sheet we made of playoff predictions to see what we could do. Or what we did to predict the playoffs. We said winners are probably going to get a prize. Winner's probably going to get bragging rights.
No, we need a prize.
What are we getting?
We need to come up with a prize.
Yeah, we're probably going to come up with a prize. But then again, though, let's see. Technically, I don't know, because technically, if you really think about it, you lost in the end.
Well, hold up.
Because look, you got Denver in five.
Well, so the way we do this, we made the playoff predictions on who we think is going to win the championship all the way from the first round to the finals. And we're doing it from... So if we pick the team right in a series, we get 2 points. And then if we pick the games right in that series, in addition to the team, we get an extra point. So we get 3 points. So we either get 2 points, 3 points, or 0 points. If you pick the games right but not the winner, who cares? That doesn't really matter. You need to pick the winner of the series, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, though, so we both fucked up, but you fucked up even
hold
more.
Hold up. Okay. Let's get to it. Okay. So at the first round, my friend Evan is up 18 points to my 17 points. So let's see how bad I'm going to spoke now. So my friend Evan right here picked OKC to beat Dallas. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Evan?
How about you genuinely fuck off? But at the same time, though, I didn't think, okay. As a man that's watched the Mavericks play before, like, I didn't think...
As a man who watched the Mavericks play before?
Like, yeah, like... Like, as of, like, fuck off. Okay. What? Okay, fuck off. As a man that has literally watched Luka, I did not expect them to turn up the heat like this. Like, I didn't really did. I mean, I thought they were going to lose against the Clippers.
I thought Luka was your favorite player, though.
He is my favorite player, but there's, like...
And you wouldn't pick him in a series.
But the thing is, so with that is, like, there was many factors that went into it. Like, I didn't think Lou Dort was going to... I thought Lou Dort was actually going to do something. But then again, some players actually did do something. But, I mean, they did... Like, the Thunder did a good job, though. Felt like they could have done a hell of a lot better. But... I'm pretty sure they just abused Chet like everyone else in the league. They just used him around like a prostitute. So that's kind of where they, what got me there.
I mean, you understand why they picked Dallas to beat them is because, well, for one, they have the best player in the series, Luke. Number two, they have experience. The Thunder don't have experience.
Well
sometimes you gotta look at experience.
Well, no, it wasn't even the, well, I didn't go off of experience, because at the same time...
Sometimes you do, though.
But,
oh my gosh, that's your freaking catchphrase. But, that's literally your catchphrase.
You will hear that in any episode. But, here's what we think. Luka was the only one that's had, like, playoff experience on that team, though. You gotta think...
Kyrie.
But other than that, anyone else on that team, that starting five is brand new. So, like... Not really.
Not starting five.
Starting
Derek Lively's the rookie.
Derek Lively, rookie, Daniel Bradford, PJ Washington.
Okay, and that's three.
That's like three.
Three of their five is.
3-2. But then,
yeah.
Like, you got, like, also some of the veteran players that's also been there, like, you know, Tim Hardaway, like Josh. Green.
Yeah, right.
But then again, you got to think of what they're coming off of. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They didn't even sniff the playoffs last year.
No. They tanked for Derek Lively. It didn't work out for them.
Nah, the Thunder just fucked up on that. The Thunder just very fucked up on that. They should have just drafted that man. You could have had Chet Holmgren and Derek Lively on the same team, but instead you just traded that man to Dallas. Fucked all that. You fucked up with that.
Okay, well, you get 0 points for that because you picked OKC. And then you also picked Denver in six. Let's talk about that Denver series. What do you guys say about the Denver series? Denver versus Minnesota.
The motherfucking role players need to be fucking better on Denver. Fuck all that. They were sorry as hell.
You're not going to respect Ant? You don't like Ant?
I like Anthony Edwards. But that team is so fucking beatable. I've literally witnessed this team lose a lot. That team is so fucking beatable.
I'm sorry, but I thought the winner of Nuggets, Timberwolves, would win the finals. And now we're finding out neither of them are going to even make it to the finals. Because Dallas is beating Minnesota right now 3-0. Historically, that means they've won the finals.
I will say this, though. People will need to start giving the Mavericks credit, though. Because think about it. They've been the underdogs for... Every series they have been.
Not the Clippers.
The Clippers, too.
I knew the Dallas Mavericks were going that series. Well, I don't care what you said, I knew the Mavs.
Well, you're one of the few. Well, you're special. Then.
No, most people said the Mavs.
Fuck no, because I'll tell you why. Because motherfucking Kawhi came back.
You said the Mavs?
Yeah. But I'm also a Luka fan. So that's what? But I'm also a Luka fan, and Luka owns the Clippers. So
but you didn't pick Luka over the Thunder, though. What kind of sense does that make?
Because I'm thinking the Thunder were actually going to do something. That's why. But, in the end, though, I do believe that people need to start putting more respect on the Mavericks, though.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Denver and Minnesota, those are both really good teams. And the fact that Dallas is doing this to the Timberwolves, that says a lot.
It's just better team ball. Literally, what Minnesota... One, they're Dallas capitalizing off two things. One, playing amazing fucking people. If you're watching
Derek Lively is amazing. He's probably one of the best rookie players in the playoffs ever.
If you are watching the games, the ball movement goes crazy for Dallas. But they're not only just capitalizing off of that, Karl-Anthony Towns has been terrible this series.
And when I mean terrible, that man has been terrible.
And can we talk about the defensive player of the year? The most fraud player in the NBA?
I saw a TikTok the other day. It was this dude acting like Rudy Gobert. The coach was trying to yell at him. He was like, come on, man. Come on, let's not win this playoff series. And the dude that played in Rudy Gobert was like, hey, man, like, it's all act now. I can stop doing this now. Like, I'm pretty sure I have it. Let me check.
How does this man have 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards? That's like one of the most in the NBA history is 4. How does this man have 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards?
I have no idea about that. Because at the same time, though, he shouldn't have even won it. Like, a couple of the years, he shouldn't have even won it. Because when AD was on the Pelicans, he should have gotten that one.
Who do you think should have gotten this year? Definitely not Gobert.
Victor.
Bam.
Victor.
Bam.
Victor.
Bam.
Victor.
Bam, 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 bam.
You're a Heat dick rider. You can't say shit. Victor had more blocks and steals than Gobert.
I don't think Gobert should have won. He's proving to us in the playoffs, like he does every year he wins the award, that he should not be the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Victor's
a fraud.
Victor should have definitely won it. That's what I'm saying.
He's a fraud. Would you agree?
Yeah, Bam, fucking.
You're agreeing.
Bam is a fraud too.
Bam, no.
Yes.
Fraud, really?
Fraud. But Victor should have won.
He's gonna make me walk off this podcast.
That's my job. That's my job is to make you walk off this podcast. But
then you're gonna have to do this podcast solo. You cannot do that shit.
Everybody
solo.
Loves to hear my voice.
You can't even handle doing this by yourself.
I can handle it by myself.
No, I'm the one that gets the ball rolling. I'm throwing out the ideas. You're probably gonna end the podcast in 5 minutes. You can't think of any more ideas. So
I gotta find people to talk to. I can't just be sitting here be like, so guys, how's everyone's day going?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Exactly, because it's fucking boring having no one to talk to. Therefore, like,
you gotta talk to the voices in your head.
I gotta talk to the voices in my head. Huh.
What you trying to do?
Find that really good bear to talk to.
Okay. That was actually funny.
Exactly, like.
Yeah. I mean, I already got the award. They can't take it away.
That's the best part. They can't take it back. Like.
That's really how Gobert be playing, though, in the playoffs. He plays terrible defense in the playoffs.
Because, I was at Tacos and Beer for game 2. And when I watched Luka hit that setback, I thought it was the nicest thing on the planet. Because that man made him cross over one side. Crossover left side, step back, boop! And that motherfucker said, you can't fucking guard me. That's fucking legendary right there.
Okay, getting back to predictions. You get 0 points, because you also picked the Denver Minnesota series one. You get 0. Looking back east, for Boston-Cleveland, Boston's most bullshit playoff run of all time, because they play all of the injured teams. But you picked Boston right in 6, so you get 2 points. You did not pick the games right.
You might have given Boston 2 points for that one, too.
Hold up, we'll get to that one, okay? Calm your fucking ass down.
I'm sorry, I want all my points.
Calm down.
I want all.
You need some meditation. That's
from meditation?
You need to do yoga. You need to do some yoga.
Fucking count the score points, please.
Okay. You picked New York in 5 over Pacers. Now you get 0 points for that one.
Of course. If fucking New York didn't get injured their whole fucking
team. Oh, so you agree that injuries make a difference then?
Fuck you! Count the points!
Now, don't you?
Count the points!
Oh, he's getting mad now.
Count the points.
He's getting mad now. Huh, I'm picked Dallas in 7. Dallas won in 6. So I get 2 points. Right? Dallas won in 6, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they won 6.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. Okay, Denver winning in 6. I get 0 points because I again picked the Nuggets over the Pacers. I mean, over the Timberwolves. Let's see. I picked Boston in 5 over the Cavs. I get that series right and the games right. So I get a whole 3 points for that, homie. And then I picked New York in 5. I get 0 points for that. No. So totaling up in the second round, you get a whopping 2 points. In the second round, I get a whopping 5 points.
I hope Boston wins this final so I can beat the fuck out of you.
Okay, so let's calculate second round. Evan Landon. So far you have 2 more points added to your 18, so you have 20 points. And then I have 5 points added to my 17, so I have 22 points. Good math!
Fuck you.
I didn't know you knew how to do math.
Fuck you.
Wow. Something you learn every day.
Yeah, I learned.
You learn something new every day, everyone. So now let's do the conference finals. Well, I guess we can't really do that.
Technically, if you really think about it, Landon really lost. Because this man...
Bro, calm your...
This man picked Denver to win the finals.
You picked Denver in 7, so that's 0 points.
Boston right there. Boston,
I
can't.
You picked Boston in 4, so that's 3 points. I picked Denver in 5, so that's 0 points. And I picked Boston in 6, so that's 2 points. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I add 2 to my score. So I have 24 points, and you add 3 to your score, so that's 23 points for you.
Hold on, time out. Technically, wouldn't we be tied? Well, unless Boston, wait, time out. Wouldn't Boston have to win in order for me to beat you?
Yeah, Boston would have to win the finals.
Okay, so if Boston wins the finals, then I beat Landon, okay.
Okay, if Boston loses the finals...
Actually, wait, no. In order for... Actually, wait, now that I think about this...
What?
Wait, never mind. It's just Boston has to win, okay. Because I thought there was a 1 point system for some reason. I don't know why.
No.
But, like, if Boston, like, just wins, I'd beat you.
But if Boston loses, then I win.
But he's got Denver in the finals. But Denver... Jokes on you, Denver's not even in there.
Guess what? It's okay. I'm still in the lead right now. As long as Boston loses, I win.
Wait till Kristaps comes back.
Let's go, Mavericks!
Let's go, Mavericks! Let's actually take up all night.
Dallas! Mavericks fan for life. J. Cam Heat fan. What are you doing? What are you doing over there, huh?
Checking Kristaps.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Daniel.
What are you doing?
Checking Kristaps' status.
He's gonna come back to the finals, probably. I just looked at it earlier. Like yesterday or something. But... So, do you agree with how our thing is going? Do you agree that's fair, that's accurate?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Woj says that Boston is choosing to take a conservative approach with Porzingis, and that they could expect to ramp him up in time for game one of the finals. Uh-oh.
I don't care. Dallas in 4. Dallas in 4.
That's what you're going with? Dallas in 4?
Yeah, because I'm a Celtics hater. You know, I am not a certified Pelicans hater. I am a certified Celtics hater.
But you go to a Celtics game.
I've been to Pelicans games.
But you're not a Pelicans hater, you just admitted that. Come on, Landon.
Well, I've been to Pelicans games, I've been to Rockets game, I've been to Celtics game. Like, that doesn't mean...
But.
There you go again. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me get this straight then. You say you hate the 76ers, right? You hate the city of Philadelphia?
I do.
Would you step foot in the Philadelphia Arena?
Maybe.
No, fuck! No, you would not. Case closed.
What?
Case closed.
I would step foot instead of Philadelphia and go to a Sixers game just to hear all them sad Sixers fans when the Heat beats their ass.
Look, we need to make a trip to Philadelphia one day.
We do. We do.
Look, I want to go see the Rocket statue. That's all I want to go see.
I want to take a shit on the Rocket statue.
So, no, you ain't disrespecting Rocket. You can disrespect everything else, but you can't disrespect Rocket.
I'm going to pepper, or like, what, that confetti string stuff on the Rocket statue?
No, don't do it to the fucking Rocky statue. Everyone loves
Everyone Rocky. In Philadelphia would hate me.
Everyone would hate you because you did that to the Rocky statue.
I'm gonna wear a Heat jersey to the Heat game in Philadelphia. I'm gonna get so much shit. I'm gonna watch the Heat beat the Sixers. I'm like, yeah, talk your shit now, homies.
See, and at that point, I'm gonna just say that. I'm gonna just say this, okay? You have a death wish. And it's not a very good death wish. It's a, hey, it's like, how do I describe it? It's like an Eagles fan coming to the Dallas Cowboys arena, okay? That's a death wish.
Who would you say is the biggest rivalry in the NBA right now?
In the NBA right now?
Yes. Like, not like past rivalries. Like, Kobe.
See, that's fucking tough because, like, every team is, like, practically changing their rivals. Because, like, think about it. No one gives a fuck about the Lakers in Boston anymore.
No, I would agree with you. Yeah. I would agree.
I mean, the only, like, one that I genuinely, like, but it's not, I'm going to say call it big, though, is, I mean, if I want to go local, I could tell you Lakers and Pelicans, but that's going local. But as in, like, big?
Yeah, big time. Yep.
I'm going to say the Lakers versus Clippers.
No.
But as of, like, right now, though. Like, not,
but
like...
they don't ever play each other in the playoffs.
But
you can't be a heated rivalry unless you play each other in the playoffs.
But I'm talking about, like, as in, like, this year. Like, not in last year. Because, like, this year they had, like, a pretty fucking sad team, and so, like,
this year they didn't play each other in the playoffs.
I know, but at least, like, this year, though, they had, like, a fucking sad team, though, whereas every other year, the fucking Lakers fucking obliterated their ass. Because, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis are better than fucking Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
No, I'm going to tell you, the biggest rivalry in the NBA is the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat.
No.
You know, like, we're always playing each other in the playoffs. Oh, we not?
No. No.
So we're not?
That is not the biggest rivalry. No.
We're always playing each other in the playoffs.
That is not
the biggest
rivalry,
no. Okay, why is it not?
Why is it not?
Yes, why is it not?
Because, like, I feel like more people don't really care about that.
No, I'm telling you, meet any Celtics fan, they tell you the biggest rivalry is the Heat. Any Heat fan will tell you the biggest rivalry is the Celtics.
You know what? I'm going to do that next time I go to Miami.
I just went to Boston. I know from personal experience. They hate the Heat.
But yet you're... You know what? Look. I got to see. I'm going to personally see what the fuck is up, though. Like, I'm going to just see. We're going to do a poll one day. If we get enough viewers on this podcast, we're going to ask everybody who they think their own personal rival is. Like, as a fan of each team.
Okay.
Because, like, as a local, like, for me as a local fan, I mean, I've been considered the second one a rivalry. Like I said, the Lakers, Pelicans.
No, I'm not talking about local rivalry. I'm talking about biggest overall.
But, like, but the thing is, though, like, many people have different ideas of their big rivalry. Because think about it. Me and you would consider LSU versus Alabama a big rivalry.
Yeah. Anyone in college football would.
But many people can argue Ohio State and, what is it?
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan would be another one. Like,
yeah, that's
or Penn State versus, who is it? Penn State versus who?
I don't know.
Penn State versus somebody. Because, you know, they got the whiteout game and all that. So it just really depends. Like, it just really depends on the like who they think it is. Because, you know, we're going to say, oh, it's Alabama versus LSU. You know, the history runs so deep, they've been kicking our ass for years. But then again, someone up north may say, huh, Ohio State and Michigan changes every year. So it just really goes off personal perspective.
It's a perspective thing, yeah.
Because, like,
yeah, I
can like you're going to say Boston and Miami, which, I mean, I'm cool with it. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I can understand why. But as for me, I'm probably going to say, if I didn't say, like, Boston and the Lakers, which, I mean...
They haven't played each other in the playoffs since the 80s. Like, you can't say
so
that to keep up. I'm sorry, they played each other in the finals, like, in, like, 2010.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, though, like, you could still, like, consider, like, some, like, even if they hadn't played each other in the playoffs, like, those regular season games still go hard, though. Like, if you got to think...
Yeah, but regular season games are nothing compared to the playoffs. There's way more animosity in the playoffs than the regular season.
But I say, like, for example, I just thought of it. Lakers and Golden State. I thought that's a good little rivalry. Because, you know, both teams were going at each other a good bit. But then again, though, that's also a local one. So I can't really say that. So, like I said, we get enough people on this podcast. We will ask everyone what they think what they think is the best NBA rivalry.
So far, predictions. I have 1 point with Evan, 23 points to 22 points. If the Celtics win the finals, Evan wins the prediction game. If the Celtics lose the finals, I win the prediction game. So we'll see based on if the Celtics win or lose.
So then what's the prize?
We gotta figure that out. We do. We gotta figure that out.
I don't want just bragging rights because I already know bragging rights are gonna be too sweet. I get to tell you about how I know all my basketball knowledge. You gotta listen to the Grandmaster Evan with my basketball knowledge.
We gotta do something else besides bragging rights. We gotta bragging rights. But
We always have bragging rights.
Yeah, like we always do bragging rights.
Like even if I'm right, like I get bragging rights. Even if you're right, you get bragging rights. So like, we gotta do something. We will figure. We're
probably gonna talk about this right after we end this podcast.
Yes, absolutely. We're gonna talk about it before we leave. But that's gonna be our game plan.
Yes. Okay. Wow, that is a long NBA talk we just had. Can you believe we've talked for almost 48 minutes right now about the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, because like we
look at the time right now.
Damn. Well, we missed like 2 weeks, so like, we had to catch up.
Yeah, we did have to catch up, but that was long-winded.
That was very long-winded. So
that was a long one.
What do we think about... What was I going to say? So... You had something planned before the podcast about the IQ test of like what countries had.
Okay, yes. So I pulled this up earlier. So this is moving on to a new topic. I pulled up this list. It is the average IQ by country. And this data was collected from IQ test taken in 2022. So it is 2 years old.
Okay, not that bad. You know, pretty solid, pretty
recent. The United States is ranked number 17 in the world, based on the rankings of the average IQ, with an average IQ of 99.9. The United Kingdom, is ranked number 32, with an average IQ score of 99.05. So we are better than the British, statistically proven. That the U.S. is better than the U.K.
See, and I don't know why the fuck he hates the British for some reason. I genuinely have no clue. I wish fucking Landon would think better on that. I don't know what's wrong with him. But
the British are so snobby.
What the fuck did they do?
We're so much better than the Americans. We created you. We're better than thou.
We're better than thou.
That's most European countries are that way towards America. Oh, We are Europe. Europe is so much better than the U.S. We have good food. The U.S. doesn't have any culture. Have you heard that before?
Here and there. But then again, though, like, for example, like, we can't say anything to France, because France made some of us, like, they made, like, Louisiana and shit. I'm not going to say they made us, but, like, we're, like, from French descent. So, I can't really say they made us, but, like...
French descent? What do you mean?
We're part, like...
Okay, France first colonized Louisiana.
Yeah,
New
Orleans. Yeah, that's one thing, yeah.
Okay,
so I can't say, like, they made us, but I'm saying, like, they, like, you know, colonized us, so, like, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, France got, like, a good little bit of saying, but, like, England, no, because we kicked their ass in a war, so we can't say that.
We kicked their ass in a war.
We kicked their ass in a war, and we kicked their asses now, but then again, we're friends now, so we can't say
that. What about the Dutch?
The Dutch? I don't really give a fuck about the Dutch.
But they came to America... New York. They established New York.
Yeah, but a bunch of shit goes on in New York, though.
What about the Spanish? Spanish came to America?
Yeah, but then again, literally everyone comes to America, so, like, it's just like a... That's why they call America, like, the mixing pot of cultures or something like that. The melting pot of cultures. There you go.
Dumbass.
Kiss my ass. Anyways.
No, thank you. I do not want to kiss your ass. I very much do not.
It would be an honor for him to do it anyway. So anyways, it'd be too much of an honor. But anyways, but that is like, that's, I mean, I never really heard of another person be like, oh, we made you. Like, I never heard any of that. But like, I do think like the people that need to be like, we need to be cool with is like England. Cause you know, they're like our best friends and the closest thing to us. So like,
I'm not trying to say people made us. I'm trying to say the Europeans are so snobby. They think they're so much better than
some
the lowly Americans.
Some of them are pretty snobby. I will give you that, though.
Okay.
Like, but I'm talking about as in, like, just, like, I don't even know what I'm saying. But,
do you have any takeaways from this list right here?
So, we didn't tell them number one. Number one's Japan with a score of 108.14.
I can see that.
I can definitely see that too. Like,
Japan's like crazy. Yeah, robots and everything.
Yeah, that's why I'm
gonna
go to Japan. I'm going to
Japan, by the way, in August. Meet me in Japan. All right, my next tour dates in Japan. Come meet me in Tokyo.
You're gonna have like a comedy show or something?
Yeah, bro. That'd be so funny. Keep laughing. You laugh at my jokes all the time.
I'm not laughing.
You're literally laughing right now.
I'm not laughing.
You're literally
laughing at you. I'm not laughing.
I still make people laugh then.
No.
Even if they're laughing at me, I'm still making them laugh.
No. But I do want to go to Japan, though. Tokyo would look fucking wonderful.
They got robots everywhere. I mean, I can definitely see why they're number one.
Then bring me home a robot.
What kind of robot do you want?
I want one that's like a butler. Like, you know, bring me my root beer.
You probably want a sex robot, don't you?
No. No, because I can just order that offline, motherfucker.
Why haven't you done that, then?
Because I'm not desperate as hell.
You sound pretty desperate to me.
I'm not, though.
Off the podcast, he was like, oh, look at these hot girls on Tinder. I was showing him
the Cavender twins, because he's an uncultured twine.
No, I'm sorry. He's on TikTok looking at hot girls. Oh,
the Cavender twins are fucking hot. What is wrong with that?
So you're going to stare at hot girls on TikTok for hours. Just...
No, I don't stare at them for hours. I just scroll through my TikTok.
Look,
my TikTok. Look, watch.
I don't want to watch. I'm good.
Uncultured porn.
You call me uncultured. Oh, hold up. You call me uncultured, really?
Yes.
How am I the uncultured one?
Because you just are.
No, how? You can't just say I'm. No, reasons. Logic. Bring the facts of it.
Have you looked in the mirror, Landon?
Where's your facts?
Have you looked in the mirror?
That's not a fact. Give me a fact. Where's your facts?
Have you just looked in the mirror lately?
This morning I looked in the mirror, yes.
You saw the unculturedness just coming off of you?
I did not. Tell me the reasons.
That's a miracle.
Where's your facts?
I don't know where they are, so.
We're talking about your catchphrase, but, but. Mine is, where's your facts?
You say that, but the thing, most of these episodes, I actually do bring the facts. But in this one instance, I guess you can get it for this one little instance. But like Japan, though, I did expect Japan to actually be up there, though. I thought like top 10 at least.
Japan's 1, South Korea's 2, China's 3, Iran is 4.
Huh.
What do we think about that?
Iran is 4. Huh. But I didn't think Iran, Singapore, and Slovenia were gonna be in the top 10.
Singapore? I definitely expect Singapore. Do you know anything about Singapore?
Not much.
Singapore is a very rich country.
I mean they can be rich all they want, but that don't mean they're like the smartest.
Yeah, that means they're smart. The richest countries are probably the smartest countries.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say Russia to be in there. Like, so I expected some countries to sneak in though. Like
Russia's not even top 20, is it? Not top 40?
Is
Russia
even
top
20? Russia top 20. They're
ahead
of 16.
One spot ahead of the US.
But by how many points? By 0.5.
0.05.
0.05.
Yeah. So I'm not what was I gonna say?
We gotta be better than that.
We have to be better than Russia.
That's the one country that I say we need to be better than.
What about Iran? You don't care about Iran? I think we should be better than Iran, no?
Where's Palestine at? Palestine needs to be up there.
Palestine's not a country.
Oh.
Well, that's very controversial.
Yeah, it's controversial.
It's very controversial. I'm not about to get haters on here about Palestine.
I'm making jokes. Don't cancel me, guys, please.
Cancel Evan.
Don't cancel me. Later needs a podcast. So.
I'm setting up the email, by the way, after this podcast episode. And please send us all your mail to the email.
Yeah, I can't wait to see all the amazing emails that we get.
Please send us who you think is the better host.
That we definitely need to do.
We need that data. We need the data.
Like, I want to know this for the ultimate bragging rights. Like, if I have this over Landon and we came up with a podcast together, that shows who the best host is. And so I would really love to know who is the best host for this podcast.
Okay, let's make arguments. Why would you say that you are the better host?
Most of the time, I'm speaking facts.
Okay, let's do like, you know, the debate. What the candidates try to...
Like a debate team type shit.
Yeah, the candidates try to tell people why they should vote for them. Why should people vote for you as the better podcast?
Most of the time, I speak funny stories. I actually tell the solid truth about like certain stuff like basketball, how I just... If you listen to past episodes, how long do I have? Are we doing those minute long?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well then
fuck.
Take
how long you want.
Okay, well then fuck. Okay, well, I give those nice explanations of just like certain stuff, and I explain like certain reasons why that happens. So I personally believe I'm a better host before Elaine gets on here and is like, no, Evan, I'm a better host just because. I personally believe at the end of the day, I come with the facts. So, Landon, where's your facts?
That's the most bullshit answer I've ever heard. I come with the facts. Said by someone with zero facts ever. He does not come with the facts.
He got me one time with that.
If anyone comes with the facts, it'll be me. I'm always bringing the facts, bringing more context to things. I give the information. Evan's over here. No, that's just bullshit, bro. That's just bullshit. He doesn't come with any facts.
You do kind of bullshit, though. Okay. Sometimes.
Another thing.
Okay, for example. No. For example, okay? Why do you hate the city of Philadelphia? Why don't you travel to the city of Philadelphia?
I never said I want to travel.
But I was like, why do you personally hate them? And you were just like, I don't know. They're just annoying as fuck. What reasons do you hate about Philadelphia?
I have one illogical thing that I think. Okay. Everything else is I bring facts to.
Okay.
Right?
What is it?
I just said my one illogical thing is the thing about Philadelphia. Everything else, I bring facts.
So, continue to make your argument about why you're the better host.
Another argument. I do one of the backhand things. Okay, I'm always uploading the episodes. I'm doing all the, you know,
he
the
always,
chapters for the episodes. I'm doing all of that. Okay,
he
just comes here, records the episodes, isn't prepared at all for any of the episodes.
But our topics are fire. Whenever I don't come up with stuff, you can't lie. Like for example, of the topic where if you were fighting a 4'7" dude, would you fight him? Nah, man, I'm gonna try to be a pacifist. Oh, what's up, little buddy? I ain't gonna fight you today.
I'm a man of God, homie. That's why I'm more of a pacifist. Okay, do like Jesus would do. Jesus would turn the other cheek, and
Jesus would let his chick get Billy rocked.
His fellow human. Jesus would love his fellow human.
Jesus wouldn't let his shit get Billy rocked.
Okay. How did Jesus die? He died on a cross. The guards were beating him. Okay? So is that not anything?
Because he was saving everyone's sins.
Okay, I'm saving everyone's sins too.
So you just practically called yourself a god?
No. Oh,
yeah. Cap him right there, boys. Cap him right there.
Okay.
Get him, John.
Another reason why I'm the better host is because I don't have the dumb catchphrases that you do. Your catchphrase is but or no. My catchphrase is, where's the facts, Evan? That's my catchphrase.
And then most of the time when he says that, I literally have the facts for him.
Another catchphrase, adios. Every single episode, I end it with adios. I'm consistent. I appeal to my Hispanic voters, my Hispanic viewers. I want this show to be a very diverse show.
That's fucking bullshit. That is bullshit. You were just talking shit about another country in our last podcast episode.
What country?
I don't fucking
exactly. Know. You can't prove anything.
You were like, screw Germany or something.
I do not. I will not.
I'm going to run the tape back for you.
Run it back. I bet you won't because you're lazy.
I
bet you will not do that because you're very lazy.
You know what? I can look for it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, but yeah, he very likes to diverse people and everything. But then he's like, oh, I don't want the city of Philadelphia listening to my podcast.
You have a point.
I rest my case.
Okay, well, let us know who's the
member. What's the email, man? Because you need to let people know the email.
They'll see it. I'll put it in the description of the podcast.
Okay.
And that's how they'll know the email.
But I'll give Landon his credit, though. He does do the back burner of the shit. And I'm very grateful for that.
I'm going to give Evan his credit. He's the other host on the podcast. And he brings his views, however delusional they are, however bad they are.
His
personal opinions that he brings to the podcast.
I will say this, though.
He always keeps 100. Okay, I'll give Evan credit for that. He always keeps 100.
I will say this, though, too. That's true. I am not fake. But then at the same time, though, I could also say I need to do better marketing. But at the same time, though.
Yeah, that's your job, okay?
I know.
I do the back end stuff, and I take you
to
the marketing.
I know. But at the same time, though, like, we haven't filmed a podcast episode in, like, 2 weeks. So, like, at the same time, though, there hasn't really been much for me to promote. Because, you know.
Promote your own stuff.
But then again, like, because I know people that, like heard our podcast episodes. So, like, it would just be, like, them, like, re-watching that again. And I don't think people want to rewatch that. They want the new shit.
Yeah, they want the new stuff. That new.
Yeah, they want that new. The new news.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to get, since now that we're back, we can actually get on schedule with all this. Like, for example, I don't know when we're going to film again. We might do another podcast for what?
I don't know. We don't necessarily have, like, a set schedule.
Yeah, whenever we were in school, it'd be every Sunday. But since that we're out of school and, like, we're both working jobs and stuff, like, it'd be like, hey, you want to come film Tuesday?
Yeah, we really don't have a set schedule when we film the podcast episodes.
You want to come film Friday?
I mean, and that makes it to where we don't have a set schedule when we upload the episodes either.
Yeah, so we're gonna fix that.
Yeah, we might work on that.
But what I want to do for next episode is let's try to get a guest on. Because I know I'm about to go on vacation for about, like, 2 weeks in July. But if, like, we have that, like, set podcast episode, or a third guy, you know, come in and you know, we could talk about it, like whatever.
Yeah, we'll talk about things with his life, what's going on, what like, he wants to talk about.
Because like Landon did tell me, like, if either one of us like had something to go do, like we could have a third. So yeah, I'm about to go on vacation for 2 weeks, and I don't want to leave y'all hanging. So
Evan just goes on vacation, leaves everyone hanging.
I mean, but then again, though, I don't know how to upload shit, so that's kind of like why.
Yeah.
Unless we figure out like me doing video calls and shit from fucking like Aruba or something. Aruba,
I mean, beans. Yeah, we can look into that. I mean,
we can look into that, but we can definitely do that. I don't know how good the quality is gonna be. We're gonna have to test that, but like, we just really have to see though. Alright, but we do need to get a third one because what? It's gonna be episode 10.
Yeah, this is up to 9 right now.
So, our next episode, we're going to get that third person one.
Yeah, okay.
Because then we can have him introduce himself and all that. And then, what's his favorite teams in sports?
Him, or her, or them. We don't discriminate, okay? It might be a girl, it might be a guy, it might be a transgender. We do not discriminate on this podcast. Evan likes to discriminate. I do not, okay?
I didn't even say shit.
All people.
We were talking about our private conversation of you were like, oh yeah, I got my boy who lives with me or lives somewhere.
Well, you were saying that's gonna die on me. I'm accepting all. I will accept anybody.
I'm cool with that too.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just talking about what you're talking about personally behind the scenes. That's what I'm talking about.
What? What? What's that? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we were talking about, like, you know, Landon's boy. So, we might have him on next episode. We got to talk about it. We got to think about who would be our good third replacement.
Yeah, we just got to find a guest. Come on.
Because then me and Landon would have to make a decision of, is he going to be our permanent third, or is he going to be, like, a substitute third?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if me and him both agree, like, he actually did a good job on the podcast, and, like, he may be around more often. If y'all like him in the emails and y'all send the email and be like, yo, I like our third podcast host, then we may keep him on. But if y'all don't like him, then like, bye-bye. Shoot.
You know, I feel like something else too. We need merch. I feel like we were talking about earlier, you know, getting an extra spicy t-shirt.
Where's the fact, Evan?
Yeah, with the catchphrase. Where's the fact, Evan?
But.
Or just like with our logo on the t-shirt and wear it around. And people be like, hey, what's that t-shirt? And that's good marketing, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely
good. That is good marketing. Have our logo on the t-shirt and we'll wear the t-shirt around. And people be like, hey, that's a cool shirt. What is that shirt from? And we'll be like, yeah, it's the Extra Spicy Pod.
You should go check it out.
Yeah.
Doing my marketing, you know, someone that we went to high school with, like their younger brother, they came up to me. They were drunk as fuck. They came up to me, they were like, that guy real quick. Dude, I love your fucking podcast. I was like, thanks, bro. He was like, yeah. And he walked out. I was like,
wait, who was that?
I'll tell you behind the scenes. But,
okay, yeah.
But it's dope as fuck that other people are listening to our podcast.
Oh, that's cool though. We're growing an audience. Man.
And I'm genuinely excited for the future, though, so I can't wait to see what the fuck we do in these amazing episodes. But, yeah, that's...
Alright. Well, I feel like what you were talking about earlier is a good segue to our next segment. Our next segment, I mean, like, what?
No.
Were you about to say something?
I don't know what I'm about to say.
Okay. Our next segment, I mean, like, travel. Because you were telling me you go to Aruba. Like, tell me about that.
Aruba, Belize, some...
So about that, yeah.
Aruba's fucking wonderful.
You've been to Aruba before?
I went last year.
Yeah. I've never been to the Caribbean. Well, I've been to the Bahamas, I think twice. It was on a cruise. We went to the Bahamas on the cruise.
But it was just like Nassau. And like we only stayed for like 3 hours or like 4 hours in Nassau. And then we left on the boat. So, we didn't spend really a lot of time in the Bahamas or anything. Other than that, I've never been to the Caribbean islands.
So,
beaches, tropical.
So, I will say this though, Aruba's fucking beautiful. And they got a bunch of like, you know, it's kind of Americanized though, That's the down part about it. It's in South. It's by South America.
But it's, I know where Aruba is.
Oh my bad, I forgot. I'm talking to the geography fucking nerd here.
The ultimate wisdom.
The ultimate geography nerd. Anyway, so. Yes. Yeah, it's by South America. For our amazing viewers that did not know. Yeah, Landon. What if they didn't know where Aruba was? And let's just say they don't have a phone to look it up, or a computer.
Who in this world do you know that does not have a phone? Do you know anyone personally who does not have a phone?
Yeah, my 3-year-old little cousin. Bitch.
Anyone over the age of like 8 years old.
Now you see how you added that to their tradition. But back to what I was saying.
No. I'm gonna make this point real quick. Cause some people, like the painter, say, oh, these poor people don't have phones. No, every single person on this, every adult person on this planet has a phone. May not be an iPhone, but they have an Android, or they may have a flip phone. But every single person on this planet.
What the fuck is a flip phone gonna do with finding where Aruba is at?
Well, look it up online. They still have online on the flip phones.
Oh, so the map's gonna pop up online?
No. On Google. They use a search engine.
They can't, but I'm pretty sure you can't Google on a flip phone.
You can call someone on the phone and be like, where's Aruba? That's what you can do.
Yeah, but that doesn't really help. Oh, it's by South America. Oh, where's it at in South America? You want exact coordinates? You want north, blah, 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 west, blah, 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 blah?
First of all, most people don't even know how to use the coordinate system. Do you know how to use the coordinate system?
No.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay.
I kind of learned it by playing Minecraft. That's very dumb, though. Very dumb, but it works, though.
It's a very Gen Z thing to say.
But that's how I grew up, though. I grew up playing Minecraft, and literally, if I wanted to find, like, my house or something, I'd use those coordinates to find my house, and then I'd just go off, fuck off, you know, go mining, fight some creepers, do any of that, and then just come back to those coordinates. Like, that's just how I used it while playing Minecraft, but back to what I was saying, because we're getting on something. Aruba's very Americanized. So, like, I got a Wendy's there, I got a Burger King there, I got a Hooters there, I got...
There's lots of American tourists go there, that's why.
I know, but at the same time, though, it's more Americanized than, like, their own culture-wise. Like, if you get what I mean, like...
Yeah, because lots of American tourists go there, so they bring those American values, American ideals, American brands over
like,
there. The companies open up restaurants there because they want to appeal to those American tourists to come there.
Because, like, I've been to, what is it? Belize was pretty good, too. But I want to forget about that vacation because I had third-degree sunburn on that one. But...
That's why you wear sunscreen.
That's absolutely why you wear sunscreen. But I think I did, though. That's the thing. But the difference is that the water's so clear because... In Belize, compared to Aruba, and Louisiana, of course.
Louisiana's terrible water.
Very terrible water. But Belize, you can see the whole ocean. Like, you can see, like, what's in the water and all that.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to... So it's... Let's just say we're blessed with dirty water because... Think about it. If we lived in Aruba, and let's, like, if we just started, you know, going... Because I was scuba diving whenever my third-degree sunburns happened. Like, I put on my sunscreen and everything. It's going to be a lot hotter because, you know, with the dirty water, you got, like, little dust and shit clouding up the water. With the water being clear, you got the sun just straight on your skin. Because, you know, it's a lot clearer.
Okay.
So, of course, you're going to get fucking burnt more compared to me being in Louisiana water. But Aruba water's not bad either.
No, I'm going to want clear water over dirty water any day.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I prefer clear water too because it looks fucking nicer. But
yeah.
But
it's way more...
As in for the sake of getting burnt, Landon.
It's better for the environment if the water's clean.
Yeah, but as for the sake of getting burnt, Landon, of what would you rather get burnt by? Dirty water or clean water? Give me the dirty water.
I want my clean water because I want the environment to be good. I don't like terrible environment.
You better have SPF like 500 or something. But anyways. But like, back to what I was saying. Aruba is very Americanized, but it's so fucking gorgeous as hell. It's a 20-mile long island. So I can literally, if I really wanted to run around 20 miles, like every day if I'm athletically fit for that, which newsflash, I'm not. I would never run around that whole island in a day. But it is pretty gorgeous though. Like certain locations, and I get to gamble, and I get to drink, and I get the sports bet there. So that's enough for me either way.
All right, I'm gonna let our viewers in on my recent trip. I recently went on the tour. I did Boston, New York City, and DC. Very fun. I went to a Celtics game. I went to game 5, Celtics versus Cavs, when the Celtics won that game and went on to the conference finals. That was a fun game to go to. During that game, I actually wore a Miami Heat jersey to the game.
Oh my God.
I did.
Oh my
God. And I was the ultimate Heat fan there.
Oh my God.
I was. And people were giving me lots of shit in the arena, and I didn't care. I made friends in the arena.
Shout out to the fans in Boston. They're pretty cool, actually.
Oh, you made some friends.
I did. I hung out with some people in the arena, yeah. Are you mad at me for that?
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just surprised that you made friends.
You are an asshole.
Hey, I'm certified in that too. Just to let you know.
I also went to a Red Sox game. The Tampa Bay Rays played the Boston Red Sox in Fenway Park. That was a really fun game.
Yeah, you went to like 5 baseball games. It was a lot.
I went to 2 baseball games.
Oh, well,
excuse you.
It looked like 3 baseball games.
Well, yeah, I just posted a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, Fenway Park, the oldest ballpark in baseball. Very historic. You can feel the history in that place. It's great. Boston's a great city. Where I live there, no. It's way too cold in the wintertime. So that's no for me, because I don't do cold. I just don't. I do hot, and I do mild. I don't do cold. Moving on to New York City, that was really fun. Doing all the city stuff, seeing the Statue of Liberty, skyscrapers. I was living it up in the city. Drinking alcohol, because I'm over 21, I'm of age, so it's not illegal.
Yeah, we're over 21.
I went to this really cool bar in New York City. Shout out to that spot. Don't know the name of it, so I can't do any promo right now. But shout out, it's overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge. It's right on the water.
What's up,
it's like tiki themed. It's pretty cool.
You can't even give them a promo. No free promos, remember?
No, well, I'm not.
No free promos. No.
Well, I'm not. I'm not saying the name of it.
I don't care. No free promos, no matter what.
Okay, it was very beach themed. I got a pina colada. I felt like I was on the beach, even though I was in the city. It was interesting. And then moving on to Washington, D.C., I went there. I wish I saw Biden, but I didn't have the opportunity to see Biden, see our current president, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I was in D.C., I saw all the monuments, see the Capitol building. I went to a Washington Nationals game when they played the Seattle Mariners. That was pretty cool.
Okay, so you did go to 3 baseball games.
I went to 2.
Oh.
2 baseball games, 1 basketball game.
Oh.
Yeah, get the facts straight. Where's your fact?
Fuck off.
Where's your fact, Seven?
Fuck off.
Anyways, my trip was fun. Thanks for asking. 2-week trip. Felt like went by in like 2 days. So that's how you know you had fun.
Okay, so then for the viewers, I'm going to Aruba like...
You already said that.
Yeah, I'm going to Aruba for a week, and then literally like right after, I'm going to Panama.
Panama.
Panama City.
What you doing in Panama?
Huh?
What you doing in Panama?
Just chilling at the beach.
Chilling at the beach at Panama. Why Panama?
I don't know why. A group of friends was just like, hey, you want to go to Panama? I was like, sure, why not?
Panama City. Florida or?
Florida.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the country.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I'm going
there. You probably didn't know it was a country, did you?
I didn't know it was a country. There's from you. The Panama Canal, bitch.
Did you know Panama City is in Panama?
Well, no, really? Yes, I did know that. Anyway, so...
Oh, you didn't specify which Panama you're going to.
Panama City.
It could be in Florida, or it could be in...
The Panama. One in Florida, yes. That
okay,
one.
You didn't specify.
I did say the one in Florida. You asked me this much, that was your 6th time asking me. Anyways, so... Yes, I'm going to Panama City in Florida, because I want to... Enjoy a nice vacation. I mean, I'm just coming back from the beach, but like, I'm going to back to another beach. So,
are you a big beach guy? You like the beach? You just talk about how you're going to the beaches. I mean,
well, like, because, like, my thing is, though, I can do a beach for, like, 2 weeks. The thing is, though, is that, like, after that, I can't do anything with water. So, like, no pools, no none of that.
I feel like the only reason I don't really like the beach a whole lot is because you get all that sand all over you. And, like, it'll get in your butt or something. Like, bro.
The sand is fucking annoying. But then again, though, some beaches do have showers, though, which I genuinely like. So I can't really complain that much. Because at least I get a shower, though. Take a shower to get the sand off. So I'm not complaining that much. But I didn't really hope that, like, this trip goes well for me. Hopefully I don't get burnt this time.
Hopefully it goes terrible for you.
Hopefully
you get stuck in Aruba. You, like, can't come back. Again. Your passport gets denied. You're like, nope, can't come back to the U.S.
It's not going to get denied.
Yep. They're going to say you're a certified Landon hater. You'd be like, I can't let you back in the country.
Like, you hate Landon too much. Like, you can't do anything for our glorious leader. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Okay. I mean.
But then later on in the next year, I'm saving up for a Jamaica trip.
Jamaica.
Because I know that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cheap, too.
Fun fact, I know someone who's in Jamaica right now.
Oh, you know some? Oh, so.
I do.
If you were to come on the trip with me, you could get me the plug?
I could, yeah. I know people in Jamaica, yeah.
Landon got the plug. You heard it here first.
I got the plug. Got all the plugs. They don't call me Master Landon for nothing.
I hope a cop watches this podcast and is just like, that motherfucker really just said he got all the plugs.
Well, what would that have to do? What would happen?
Like, Landon, most people talk about a club. They mostly talk about a drug dealer.
I'm not talking about it that way. So what would that mean?
Because you just said, and I quote, yeah, I know all the plugs.
Okay, I never said drugs though, did I?
You never
You're
did.
Saying drugs. You're the one that brought up drugs.
Because that's what most people refer to when they say, hey man, I got the plug.
Okay, so, but I did not say it that way.
I don't do drugs. I don't do drugs.
This man literally admitted to me that he does drugs. And now on the podcast, he's saying, oh, I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs. When have I ever done a singular drug?
I'm not going to oust you like that on the podcast, but you've definitely done drugs on me.
What type of drugs have I done?
I'm not going to oust you on the podcast like I said, but okay. You've definitely done drugs.
I have not done drugs. I'm a holy child of God. You can test me right now. Give me a drug test and I'm passing it.
I don't have one on me, unfortunately.
That's good.
He probably done drugs right before he walked in the studio.
Actually, no, I did not. Because I have to drive all the way to Baton Rouge, which is a very long drive and I want to sleep every single time.
Baton Rouge is a great city, by the way.
Shit.
Well, I don't know about great, but family.
Hey, bro. I want to talk to you about something. So, do you want to go do the Drew Brees thing? Because I know you said no last time, but like just to double check and make sure.
No, I'm not gonna be able to.
I need to find someone else then.
Sorry, not sorry.
But
this man at every 5 minutes on the podcast, he turns around and flips me off. Like, what the hell did I do to him? Should deserve that. Mm-hmm. I am a great person. Ask anyone, that's what you get, by the way. Ask anyone, I'm a great person. So why would you flip me off?
Because you deserve it, that's why.
No, I just said, ask anyone, I'm a great person.
Ask anyone.
Yes, ask anyone. Literally anyone. Go ahead. Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to ask?
You know what, I'm going to call someone, okay?
You're going to call someone on the podcast.
I will call someone on the podcast.
Okay.
And what do you want me to say? Is Landon a good person? Yeah.
Let them know we're recording the podcast so they're going to be at the podcast.
No, I'm not going to say that.
You got to let them know that they're being recorded.
No, because then that's going to be biased, though.
No, so. But you have
to. I'll let them know
you're
being recorded.
You can let them know afterwards. Okay. After you ask
them. Then if they don't like it, then fuck. Can't answer, motherfucker.
Language. See, flip me off again. Wow.
Too bad we don't have cameras yet. Let's see if he even answers.
He has no friends.
His friends don't even answer. No. He has friends on Lifeguard. He won't answer his head calls. That's how you know you don't want friends, because they won't answer your calls.
Fuck off. Or maybe you have to pick the wrong motherfucker. Okay. It's like that, hey. No, fuck no.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
It's like picking the person of like, hey, if you were to call someone and they had to answer instantly, who and for you to win $1 million, who would you call?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that motherfucker, so.
Definitely don't call me, because I'm probably not gonna answer the phone call.
You probably wouldn't. Oh, fuck.
And that goes for anyone. Like, don't call me, because I'm probably not gonna answer the phone call.
Like, on Snapchat, he answers my calls, though. I would give him that
credit. Not all the time.
Not all the time. And it pisses me off, though, sometimes. Because I'll just be sitting in the parking lot, just waiting, like, to get in the building so we can record this podcast. And I'm just like, where the fuck is this motherfucker? And then I have to call him again, and then he answers me. So, I mean, if I had $1 million on the line, if Landon had to answer first, he's like a 50-50 shot, but, like,
yeah, 50-50 shots. So you don't want to, like, take a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I would definitely know. I wouldn't bet on it.
Let's talk about this. So if someone were to come up to you on the street and be like, do you have a podcast? And say, yeah, I have a podcast. And then you ask you, hey, what is your podcast about? What would you say? Make your pitch.
Our podcast is a mix of everything that you can genuinely think. Because it practically, and I'm not going to say practically, is. But it's a good
mix. I mean, it's mostly.
It's mostly sports. It's mostly sports.
It's like mostly basketball at this point.
Well, it's mostly basketball for the playoffs. Huh?
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's mostly playoffs and basketball wins. The basketball wins. But at the same time, though, we have amazing other topics like football. We have hockey. We got baseball in there sometimes. We got my UFC picks, which I personally do. I mean, it's like Landon like talking about baseball like by himself. So. We also got like our own little outside of sports segments that we really get into, which we will have another episode like that though, like the mental health episode. I gotta get in the layer.
Especially once the NBA playoffs ends and NFL and NBA won't even be going on, I feel like we're more likely to talk about other things.
Because I want to do a mental health episode part two, because I know a lot of people like that episode a lot.
Yeah.
So I feel like that'd be a phenomenal episode for part two.
But we'll definitely do that then, because mental health is very important.
So, let's just wait till these... Wait, come on, didn't we talk about... Yeah, we talked about sports through mental health episode. We talked about the March Madness tournament.
We talked about sports every episode.
Yeah, but we talked about like the March Madness episode. But we're going to... We're going to have another one of those. And we just kind of see like what topics are up for talk about. So that's what we generally do. We try to get out topics as fast as we can too. So like whenever news does break, like we genuinely try. I mean, we may not be on it all the time.
I know we're definitely not on it right away.
Yeah, we're not on it like as of right now, no. But we still do a good job though.
If someone were to ask me that question, I'd be like, this podcast is like 50%, no, it's like 30% sports. 30% other topics, and then 40% us hating on each other.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like hearing people, like, roast each other, then you're not gonna like this podcast, probably. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm looking at merch right now. We're just looking at how much t-shirts would be.
We'll look at that afterwards.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
You are right. I do own the logo for a little bit, so we own the logo.
Right, so we're legally, we can do anything we want.
Legally, we can make shirts out of it, so. I mean, yeah, I was just looking to see how much it would be.
Would you agree that like 40% or maybe more of this podcast is just us roasting each other?
It really is, though.
It really is.
But then again, though, it's fun, though. But I mean... I know some of our viewers are going to get tired of it, but that's when we kind of just shift into, okay, let's genuinely talk about this now. Like, what do we personally think about this? And I do feel like we're genuinely going to be, because this is our first time doing this shit.
Our ninth.
Our ninth time doing this shit, but like, We're first time podcasting.
I feel like we've gotten better, you know,
every episode maybe.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're getting better every single episode. And think about this, okay? Like we told ourselves a long time ago. Like after like episode 10, we're gonna probably go to cameras. So we may.
Bro, the dream is to be as big as Joe Rogan. Right?
That's true. If we became
big. Bro, imagine we have Joe Rogan on the podcast.
If we had Joe Rogan on the podcast, either A, we're getting canceled, or.
Canceled? Why would we be canceled?
Because, you know.
You know how many viewers Joe Rogan has?
He has a lot of viewers, I'm not going to lie. But then
he's the biggest podcast, I think, like, out.
He has the biggest podcast, yeah. But, you know, people also don't like other shit that Joe Rogan has done.
Well, the biggest people are always going to have haters.
Like, honestly, like, the biggest people in the world have people that hate them.
That is true. I was watching a movie the other day. It was either a movie or TikTok. And it was like, no one in the world doesn't have haters. If you have a lot of haters, that means you're doing something right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you got a point though.
So, if we get bigger, we're going to have haters.
But that is what we're going to do for next episode. But I think, do you want to personally wrap this episode up at like right here?
Yeah, we can wrap it up pretty soon. I just want to say, like, would you agree, like, if our viewers don't like hearing people roast each other, then they're probably not going to like this podcast, because that's what we do pretty much.
We do. We absolutely do roast each other a lot. But I'm going to say this. Landon's going to have the email in the episode, like, in the, like, little description, so check that out if you are a constant viewer.
I'm going to go on one last topic before we wrap it up officially. So, what are you saying?
Like, you're going to have the email. I don't know what the email is. Like, what is the email, you know?
It'll be in the description of the podcast. Just look in the description of the podcast.
We got to make that email, like, the extraspicypod@gmail.com.
Yeah, it'll be in the description of the podcast. So that's where you'll be able to find the email.
But we will do something like that. But let's get on with this topic. So what's that?
So I think we roast each other a lot on this podcast. So let's do the opposite. Let's say nice things about each other, okay?
I think we did this like our first episode.
We did, but we definitely need to do it again because we're always roasting each other.
Yeah, we roast each other fucking hot. Like it's fucking relentless.
So I'll go for Evan. You're a good friend. You're a genuine person. You're not fake. You know, you're not like that fake type of person. You have your sports takes and you stick to them. You're not like going everywhere. You're not a bandwagon fan, you know. If you were a bandwagon fan, you would be like.
I actually kind of have to take that one back because my baseball team.
You're not an NBA bandwagon fan.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, Lynn, what I personally like about you is that you are an amazing good friend. Before you're like, Evan, stop fucking copying me. Before you even say that. You are a good friend in general. You do so much shit that, like, that carries this podcast to the point of, like, I don't even do. Even.
So you admit that I'm carrying the podcast? I'm glad.
I'm not admitting that. See, that's why I roast your ass. That's why I roast your ass. But, you know, he doesn't carry this podcast. Like, I think I bring the entertainment. But anyway, so, you do a good job on, like, editing, doing all that, like, even reviewing. Rewatching these episodes because sometimes I don't even like hearing myself speak. I do re-listen to them though, but
that's something about better though. With these podcast episodes, because I used to like really not like the sound of my own voice, but now that I'm like normally listening back to these episodes, I'm more being good with it. You know, so that's something these podcasts has helped me with.
It's like I sound like a high school kid. Like I genuinely do. I don't sound like a grown man. I sound like. Literally, my balls have not dropped. That's what they sound like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This podcast has helped me with is listening to my voice and being more good with it.
But you do genuinely do a lot of good stuff for this podcast and being a good friend outside of this podcast, which I'm very grateful for. And I was going to say something else, but I lost it. But yeah, overall, you're just a good person that has a good mindset, good intentions, and yeah.
India.
Nice. No problem, man.
Yeah, bro. But let's do this every episode so we can roast each other and just say it's like one nice thing about each other.
We know we don't hate each other.
But since this is like our backup, this is our very first episode like coming back, next episode, we're going to do the doing something dumb segment again because that's our daily segment.
Okay, I'll do a really quick doing something dumb segment. The Indiana Pacers losing game one off of that BS pass, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the doing something dumb. The Indiana Pacers are doing something dumb.
Yeah, or anything with TikTok right now.
Like TikTok in general is dumb. I'm like, anti-TikTok.
Like, if you've seen the Veggie Dance videos, like, that song in itself is corny, so.
Doing dumb stuff, TikTok. TikTok.
That's going to be our doing dumb segment for this episode, but then again, we haven't really done much research for this episode, so.
Yeah, it's more of an off-the-fly episode, off-the-cuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, next episode, we're going to have a pretty solid episode of, like, we're going to have more facts about the doing something dumb segment. And whatever we're doing.
I feel like every episode we say, oh, the next episode's gonna be better.
some of the next episodes, though, are actually really fucking good, though. But then sometimes we're just like, we need effort.
See, that's what I'm saying. We need to put more effort into this.
I feel like it's going good so far. Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, next episode we're gonna have Landon's boy on here, girl, whatever, who he wants to get. Like, not discriminating now.
Nope.
That's a big thing. So, we're going to have Landon's friend on here. We're going to have the doing dumb segment. Me and him are going to talk about doing the topics again. Like, are we going to do topics again? Because, I mean, this is our first episode just freestyling it.
Mm. I mean, we freestyled the draft episode, but, I mean, we had the
draft. But that was simpler, though, because it was like waiting for the draft and then just talk about.
Yeah, we had the structure of the draft.
But this was just, you know, just film. Unless you want me to come up with topics while I'm off doing something, so. I don't know when next time we're filming it, so.
Anyways, this has been the Extra Spicy Pod. Thank you everyone for listening. Let's go to our viewer in Belgium.
And Russia. And wherever you may be. Thank you all.
And wherever you may be, yeah.
And thank you all of y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all more than anything. And merch coming soon. And respond to the email survey. I will see y'all later.
Adios.